discussing the question of Yosef Nichnas. I want to finish off with Yosef Nichnas. Then I want to speak about the question of Kol Milsei de Lo Rami Adaita. Kol Milsei, I want to talk about that question a little bit. And then we want to speak about Rav Mitzvi Neitzel Shechita Mumchene. Okay, so what we've seen so far in Yosef Nichnas is the debate between Abaya and Rava on Gimel Amud Aleph. And the pashtus of the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, is that that debate is about a din d'oraisa, whether or not Yotze v'nichnas would qualify as proper hashkacha, as proper achirim omdim also, for kuti, or not. That seems to be the debate between Abaya and Rava. However, we noted that Tosas al-Atar, we didn't read it yet, maybe Jerry will just read it for us quickly. Tosas al-Atar seems to have two deos, whether or not this is in fact a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Go ahead. Right, if it's a din d'rabbanan, obviously the stakes are a lot lower. Which Tosas? Haminiach, right? Just go ahead. Haminiach Tani. Okay, so the first answer is saying what?
That the question here is based on Rava, who assumes that.
What's the problem? What bothered Tosas? What's Tosas' question? If Haminiyah, the Gemara says Haminiyah Ktani, that's not Lechatchila, that's only the Diabet. That's the Tosas's. That's what the Gemara says. The word Haminiyah, not Meiniyah, which sounds like Lechatchila, but Haminiyah, which is the Diabet. So the Gemara says if it's, you know, that's not a proof for Rava. Right? So what's the, what bothers Tosas?
That we had already explained.
It is a symbol of the shock of the Gemara, right? The Gemara says Abaya thinks Yosef Nichnas is no good. Rava says it is good. We see from two Mishnayos of Avodah Zarah that it's good. So the Gemara says that what the first one, Hameniach, Avodah Over Kacham Bechamus of Yisrael Yosef Nichnas, Mutter. So the Gemara says that's a proof. Hasam Iktani Meiniach, Hameniach Ktani Diavad. So what bothers Tulsis?
That nothing
so esoteric. Just it may not prove that you can do this lechatchila, but it does prove that you can do it b'di'evet. So even that should be a problem that Abaya would have to contend with, because Abaya here says that unless you are chotek kizayis basar v'nosein v'ochel, that it's not going to work at all. It doesn't sound like Abaya just says it's a problem of lechatchila. It sounds like Abaya thinks it's a problem of b'di'evet too. So why is the Gemara backtracking and then trying to get out of the problem by saying Haminiach is b'di'evet? Even if it's b'di'evet, it's a problem for Abaya. That's what bothered Tosas. So now read the Tosas again, very quickly.
Okay,
so it's like, right, so there's still going to be a problem for Abaya. Right, that's Rava had high expectations. Rava didn't just say that b'di'evet you can get away with this. Rava said l'katchila you can do this. You can have a mashkiach who's only yotzei v'nichnas. So the answer is you can't prove it from that mishnah. Okay, but according to Abaya in Achanami, this mishnah would be a problem for Abaya too. That's Tosas's question. In Achanami, Tosas says inami. Meaning even according to Abaya. So these are the two deos in Tosas, and then you have the Tosas later on also that has the same two deos. But basically these are the two deos in Tosas, whether Abaya is cholek b'di'evet, which is the simple reading of the Gemara, or only l'chatchila. Obviously it's a much bigger machlokas according to the first day of Tosas, which is that the machlokas is even about b'di'eved. Okay, yeah. So, again, when the Gemara later on makes the distinction, Jerry, between what and what, the Gemara says, well, what about, what's Abaye going to do with those Mishnayos? Yes?
Right.
So what did the Gemara say? Yeah, excellent. So that's the Gemara says, Hasam lo naga, hacha. Again, I'm assuming we went through this Gemara already. Hasam hacha lo naga, hasam naga. I'm sorry, the other way. Hasam lo naga, hacha naga. In the case of Shechita, there's naga. In the case of Yainesach or whatever, there is, it's a situation of lo naga. So again, according to the first day of Tosis, that distinction is enough to explain why in one case it works, in the other case it doesn't work at all. Right? That's a very big difference. According to the second day of Tosis, it's only the reason why in one case l'chatchila, in the other case b'di'eved. Right? Good. Which is obviously a much smaller distinction. So there's this machlokas 2 days in Tosis, whether or not the machlokas between Abaye and Rava here is very, very fundamental or not. Then in terms of Naga, we already explained, so there can now be several possible explanations. I mentioned yesterday that the Rashash says, well, the case here is Daraisa, the case there is only about a Dindrabana, Stam Yenam. So again, just to clarify, somebody asked me afterwards, the Rashash says that for the Tosis. He doesn't say that as an explanation of the word Kan Naga, Kan Lo Naga. He says it on this Tosis, on Gimel and Aleph. He says, another way out of the problem to answer Tosis' question, what's Tosis' question again? That it sounds like the Gemara is saying, don't bring me proofs from the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is only b'di'eved. Yeah, but according to Abaye, that's still a problem. The answer is not a problem, because there it's only Dindrabanan. So the way the Rashash formulates it is, if you were allowed to do it l'chatchila, so then even if there was a Dindrabanan, right, there would be an issue. And that's if you felt that, Rashash is saying very few words, but a very important idea. If you felt that the Hashgacha of Yotze v'Nichnas was a proper Hashgacha, and that's the reason that that it works, and you know, so then it'll work in Daraisas, it'll work in Drabanans. Right. But if you feel that it's really kind of a b'di'eved kind of hashkaka, you know, so then there could be differences between Daraisas and Drabanans. So that's basically what he's arguing. So that's what the Rashash says. The way to answer Tosa's question is to say, it's only a Dindrabanan. Since it's only a Dindrabanan, so b'di'eved you can get away with it. But if you really held, like Rava, that it was a chatchila, then it wouldn't be b'di'eved, it would be l'chatchila. Even if it's a Drabanan, it would only be l'chatchila if you felt this is a proper form of hashkacha. Okay, so that's the Rashash's answer. Anyways, to distinguish our case from the other case, one point is Drabanan. Rabbi Kineger also mentions that. The other point is the way Rashi understands it, keharef ayin, meaning this can all go bad very quickly, so Yotze v'Nichnas is ineffective. Rashi's explanation is a practical one. The third explanation, which we mentioned in the name of Rabbi Kineger, is that it's a difference between Cheskas Iser and Cheskas Heter. And I think Jason suggested? Michael suggested, okay. that maybe the other distinction we can make is that it's a difference between Safek Naga. Vade Noga Safek Asar or Pasal, as opposed to Safek even Noga to begin with. Either way, the Gemara is making an important distinction for Abaye between the cases in Yain Nesach, the cases in Avodah Zarah, and the case here. Then we have the third piece of evidence, which is, so first you have the Machlokas, and within that you have the 2 days of Tosis. Then you have the distinction, that's important, and then you have the third piece of evidence, which is the Gemara in Avdalid Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said, well, what about the evidence from the language of Omid Al-Gaba, and here the Gemara said, yeah, that kufa depends on the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. But according to Abaye, we'll say, yeah, this is the equivalent of Matzah Bashuk, and according to Rava, this is Omid Al-Gaba, Harehu Ka Omid Al-Gaba. So that's the final piece of evidence in this whole discussion. So somebody showed me yesterday that in the Sefer that came out on Inyane Yoredeya, and obviously touching on Inyane Chulin too, So the Rav has a piece on this question, and he, so I looked it over last night, he basically says the following. Maybe the machlokas between Abaya and Rava, according to the first day of Tosis, that it's all a question of whether it works or not, even B'dieved they're arguing, maybe that machlokas is a fundamental argument about what you need in order to establish kashrus in Shechita. Because everybody will agree that Yotzei V'Nichnas, which produces Mirtas, is an umdana, and a robe of some sort, meaning, generally speaking, people are not going to risk being detected, and therefore you can rely generally that they'll do the right thing, that they won't engage in improper behavior. Mirtas is an effective umdana. However, question is umdana enough for Shechita? And that, he wanted to suggest, may depend on an issue which we've already talked about, namely the machlokas harishonim and aposkim, whether, for example, a katan who's shoched veino levein atzmo, let's say you have a katan and he is Yodel Amin Isyadav, and he's also a mumcha l'rab. He's also a mumcha. He knows Hilchos Shechita very well. Right. So as we discussed, that's a machlokas harishonim. The tour says v'dieva that will work, even ben olavein atzmo, big chiddush of the tour. Right. The Lavush said, forget about it, he's not a bar zvicha. And even the people don't go that far, but the Orzarua and the Shach, works with the Arzarua, understood that basically you can't rely on this Shechita because he's not Naaman. The problem will be a problem of Naamanus. That was the problem of the Arzarua. Now the fact is, this is also a debate, as the Shach himself points out, between the Ra'ah and the Rajba in Taurus Abayis. The Ra'ah in Taurus Abayis actually says, pretty much what the Arzarua says. I'm just going to use the Dape of the old Torah Sabayis, and everybody sure has this one anyway, although I think there's a new one. So it's on Ches Amud Aleph, page 15. So the Ra'ah says, Vani Omer V'chein Adin, Miu Afilu B'yodem So this is actually much more explicit even than the Arzarua. The Mishmer Sabayis, like the tour, seems to disagree, but we'll get to that in a second. The Mishmar Sabayis says it's not true if he's really Yachal Aminis Yadav, and he's also a Mumcha, then it should be fine. Then it should be fine. It sounds like he thinks you can do it. And again, the Shach, when he quotes the tour, quotes the Mishmar Sabayis as well in Siman Aleph. So what is that machlokas really about? So when we learned it at the time, we suggested several things. Number one, it could be that really even the Tor might agree that there's a problem of nemanus. Just that the Tor will say that's a nemanus problem in eating from the Shechita. That doesn't mean that there's a psul Shechita. That's the question might be, we'll get back to this today as well, it's an important issue. Question might be, if you have a gavra who is eno neman, the Torah Seidecha Neman B'Yisurim, he's a Gavra Sheinu Neman when it comes to Nevelos, so does that make him Pasul L'Shechita? Okay, that would probably be a Dindra Abanan, not a Dindra Raisa, but would there be such a Dindra Abanan? Now, if that would be true, then it would even apply Beino Levein Atzmo. Let's say the Katan is hungry and he goes out to the backyard, you know, picks up a chicken and does the Shechita, can he eat it himself? He's a katan yorei shemayim and he wants to do the right thing, but he knows that he's the best shochet around and he knows he did a good job. So the point would be that from a Hilchos Shechita problem there's a problem, or from a Hilchos Nemanus problem. That's for somebody else to eat, maybe there's a problem of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. But for him to eat himself, there shouldn't be a problem. Maybe all the tour was really saying is that not that we can rely, other people can rely on this Shechita, but that it isn't the Shechita Psula. And maybe some of the other Rishonim are saying that because of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim being a problem, at least midrabanan, there's the psul shechita too. He's not allowed to eat his own shechita either. Okay. That could be the argument. If you look at the Ra'ah and the Rajba, though, the Bedek and Mishmeres Habayis, they really don't seem to argue on that issue. They seem to argue whether or not other people could eat from the shechita. Again, the Ra'ah seems to say that you cannot. It's quite possible the Ra'ah would agree, I'm not sure. Unless, again, he felt it was also a psul. But certainly, let me put it this way, the Mishmeres Habayis makes it perfectly clear, and maybe there's the pshat in the tour too, that other people could eat as well. But the argument of the Mishmeres Habayis, the tour doesn't say very much, the Mishmeres Habayis does talk, and he says the following. The kol yodei la'amin esyadet b'shchita shuv ein kan mishum kilkol v'im mishum d'shemi yiskalkal v'lava daite k'cheresh v'shota hara yodei hechah shchita v'yitin daite sh'lo yikalkal. Vahi the parak lulav where the Gemara says that you need a god l'amin el gabo v'she'eni yodei hechah shchita hi v'chein pirish rashi, like we discussed. Then he adds gam ha'shetola zeh. The Rav doesn't quote this part, but I think this is really strongest reinforcement. Gam ha'shetola zeh be'eduso Ta'a. Now the truth is, again, if you look at the Ra'ah, he does seem to say that it's not just a problem, but it's not just a question whether we believe him or not. The question is it Eidus? And that's where the Mishmeres Habayis zeroes in and says, Gam ha'shetola zeh be'eduso ta'a. She'enu netzrichem bezeh le'eduso. The kol she'yodeh la'amin yadav yodeh hilcha shechita afi v'shemassar nalo v'nimsa shechuta afilo hinicha be'bayis Chazaka, Shapir Shachet. V'lo miderech edus. The ilo af the mumar ochel nevelos lo nismoch. Deinu nemu legabi nevelos. The mumar hu lo sadavar. Elish anu somchim al arov, arov ha-shochtin, ha-yodim b'chashchita, v'yodim la'am nesideyam. So basically the Mishmeres Habayis is saying that the din of rov mitzvah yinei tzashchita mumchen hein works here. And that halacha has nothing to do with Eidus. That is a din in Rov. Whereas the Ra'ah seems to be saying that there's a requirement here of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Now it could be that the argument of the Arzaru is a little bit different, and that is, there's no Rov between Eitzah Shechita Mumchen Hei maybe by a Katan, even if he is, you know, Yodei La Amen and Mumcha, maybe just that Rov doesn't apply to Ketanim, possibly. So then there's neither Nemanus nor Eid Echad Neman, so it's hard to know. But again, the language of the Ra'ah and the Rajba here certainly seem to be that there's a basic argument. The Ra'ah requires that the Neman Shechita come from Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, not just from Rov. What about every other case of Rov Mitzui Neitzel Shechita Mumchenein? I think what you have to say, this and the Rav does say, this point, and that is that every Shochet who's a Gadol is implicitly, you know, through Rov Mitzui Neitzel Shechita Mumchenein, is implicitly made on the kashrus of his, you know, Mashiyotze Mitachas Yada. So there is Nemanus Eid Echad implicit in the fact that he doesn't put a, you know, big sign on the behemah Shechuta Lefaneinu, saying, you know, warning, hazard, heed, whatever one should say. Okay, but if you have a katan who doesn't have Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim Daraisa, so then it'll be mufka. That really does seem to be what the Ra'ah is saying. And the Mishmeres Habayis is saying, what does this have to do with Eid Echad? Any rov, any umdana will work. Similarly, the problem of Eved, right? We talked about Eved earlier in the year. The tour was of the opinion when it came to, this doesn't work so well, the tour, but anyways, the tour said that when Eved works, when the Sugyan Zvachim says that Eved works in Shechita, right? That's an Eved Meshuchrar, not a regular Eved. The Pashas, it's a regular Eved. And the Shach said that maybe the reason for that is because we don't believe Avadim. They have a Nemonis problem. They have Midos, Magunos, right, and so on. So again, it could be it's a problem of Einecha and Nemon Bisurim. The truth is the Rajba himself makes allusion to Mumar. Rajba says, well, what are you talking about? It depends on Einecha and Nemon Bisurim. So then a Mumar L'Teyavon shouldn't be able to be believed. But the truth is, everybody should now jump in, the truth is,
A lot of people. The Ran says it.
Who's the biggest advocate of it? The Ran quotes Shitos, right. Different Shitos. He himself. Who are the main Shitos that say Mumer Ochel Nevelus LeTayavon? We don't apply Rov Mitzvah Neitzah Shchita Mumer Kenhein to them. The Rambam seems to say that, and the Ra.
But the Ram might not be saying that.
Okay, Rambam seems to be saying it. Who says it explicitly? The Ra.
Yeah,
the Ra is the one, right? I mean, the Rajba and Tarsa Bais has two deos. And the Ra says, no, Mumer Echol Velus, the Teyavon, absolutely not. We don't apply the principle of Rovitzvi Netzah Shkita Mumkane. Now, the question is why, whether that's the same halacha or not. Or that's, you know, just, again, that Rov simply doesn't apply. Maybe Rov reliable people, you know, if you have somebody who has reverence, in other words, and isn't presumptuous, so he's not going to pick up a shechita knife and start shechting animals unless he is qualified and competent. But if you have somebody who anyways is a mumer l'teyavon, you know, maybe that rov just doesn't apply to him. It could be that's all the ra'ah. We'll look at the ra'ah soon. But it's hard to know what the ra'ah exactly, 100%, is saying. I mean, he does speak a little bit like that. But it's possible to add that part of what he means is also what the Rajba is accusing of. Or the Rajba says, well, there's no nemanus. So why not to say, Yedechanem Bisurim doesn't apply to him. Again, the Rajba quotes both deos. He understood the Rambam, that the Rambam was like the Ra'ah. But the Rajba himself concludes, like the Ramban, and like the conclusion of the Ram, that Roman Tzvi Neitzah Shchita Mumkanein applies to Mumer L'Teyavon as well. So for sure, it doesn't depend on Yedechanem Bisurim, because he's a chashud. But in addition, he's also assuming that this rov, factually and otherwise, applies to a mumar l'teyavon. Okay. But the point is that whether it's eved or katan or mumar l'teyavon, if there's a requirement of maybe only midrabanan, but of eid echad, either as a psul gavra shochet or just in terms of the nemanus lechol shchitaso, so then perhaps this is what the Rambam was arguing, without necessarily all the rayas, but that maybe could be the basis for the argument between Abaya and Rava, namely mirtas establishes an umdana, right? Mirtas is not necessarily any less than rov mitzvi neitzah shchita mumkenhein, if you assume the rov mitzvi neitzah shchita mumkenhein doesn't include implicitly a component of Eidechanem Bisurin, but it's just a rove. Could be stronger rove, a weaker rove, but basically it's the same idea. So what's wrong with Mirtas? But if you say that Shechita requires more, either as a then in the Hechsher Gavra HaShochet, or in terms of Nemanus Lechol Shechitaso, if you want to take that position. So then, we might explain that that's what Abaye was saying. Abaye was saying, you can't apply Mirtas. How come Gadol Omid Al Gabav works? That's the case. And says the Gadol Omid Al Gabav is the Eid Echad Nemon Bisurin, number one. And even if you want to say that there's some sort of a requirement of a Gavra, who's Nemon, right? So we'll say the Omid Al Gabav supplies that too. Especially if you say that there's a requirement of a mumcha in Shechita, midrabanan, you'd have to say that. So we'll get back to that point soon. So anyways, that was the Rav's suggestion, how to explain the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. And if you take the position that the machlokas is about a din b'di'eved, din l'chatchila rather, meaning even Abaye would hold the l'chatchila, even Abaye would hold the b'di'eved, yotze v'nichnas is sufficient. The only debate between them is l'chatchila, if that would be the argument. So then the Rav thought, you could just explain that the question is, you know, when you, again, relates to the question we're going to get to in a few minutes, namely, when can you rely on a rov or an umdana when there's a better birur? So if the yotze v'nichnas is less of a birur than the omed al-gabav, should you always have to do omed al-gabav? If you assume that the umdana of mirtas is not a rov gamur, or it's not mevarer legamri, so maybe you can only rely on it, but yeah, but you can't rely on it lechatchil. However, both of those explanations don't really work very well. They work a little bit with Gimel and Beis, possibly. I could still say that there's a different level of hashgacha required for, you know, again, especially if you, well, whatever interpretation you take, whether you hold like Rashi or Rabbi Kinegar, or the other suggestion that we made, right? So you could say that the different levels of overcoming chashash iser require different levels of hashkacha. That would be fine. But as for dalet omen aleph, I think that would be a little bit trickier. Because there, as we said, it seems to be another debate between Abaye and Rava, namely, whether or not this is equivalent to omen al-gabav or not. So in light of that, I just want to repeat what I said yesterday, go back to that, and that is as follows. That maybe the debate between Abaye and Rava isn't so much a machlokas about shchita, it's really a machlokas about the relationship between Yotze v'nichnas and Gadol Omed al Gabo. And that in two sense, two possible ways. One way is that Gadol Omed al Gabav is also not, a direct birur, or at least it's not. It's more of a yotze v'nichnas, and that was the line of the Rashash on Dalid Amud Aleph. And as I said, that would be supported by Tosas on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, right? That basically we're talking about more of Acherim Rono so than we are a Gadol Omed al Gabav. Maybe one could even be mechalek with regard to the question of lechatchila and b'diavad for katan, although I didn't hear anybody say such a thing ever. But misvara, that would make, I think, perfect sense to say that. So that would be one possibility. In the other direction, let's say we said that Gadol Omed al Gabav is serious. I should just mention that the one who precludes that, but by precluding it, you know, also brings it on the agenda, is the Ritva. Anybody have the Ritva here? Anybody have the Ritva? You have it in the computer, maybe? Yeah? The Ritva on Gimel Amud Beis says that Gadol Omed al Gabav, right, is a real Re'iya. He said if he's too distant, he would be worse than Yotze v'Nichnas. Okay, that's an important line. Anybody have it? I think so. I'll tell you exactly. I think I wrote it down. Yeah. Gimel Beis Masa Hodar Minam Bi Yisrael Omed Al Gabav. You have it? What? Do they have the Ritva in the Chumash?
Yeah.
No such thing?
No, I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the difference,
Masa? I think it's, if I can read my own scribbles, Hadar Minan be Yisrael Omed al Gabav? Oh, it's in Gimel Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Gimel Amud Aleph. Do you have it? Mark, go ahead. Yeah. So he himself relates to this question. How where's the guy standing, and how much does he see? The Ritva actually takes the position that Gadol Omed al Gabav has to be serious. The Rosh Hash, who has the Rosh Hash open? Rosh Hash and Dalai Lama. Daniel, go ahead. Just to contrast the two. And as I say, they don't link it, but the truth is, it's a big machlokas rishonim on your days and the days. How to answer the question from Katan and in Geth and other things. Go ahead. Yeah, so the Rosh Hash made Omer al Gabav into Mirtas. And basically what the Ritva said was, unless he's really, really close by, Mirtas might even be better. So it must be that it's real, actual supervision. So basically that is one perspective. That's the perspective that will say that really the Machlokas between Abaye and Rabba is how do they understand the role of Omer al Gabav. And if Omer al Gabav is just super Mirtas, then you can get away with regular Mirtas, probably. Okay. But I was suggesting yesterday was to go in the other direction, and maybe according to the Ritva that would work better. Namely, that maybe the argument is about Mirtas. If Mirtas is indeed an Umdana, then maybe Abaye would agree, I mean, maybe Rava would have agreed that it doesn't work. The whole point is that in Shechita, you really need Omer al Gabav. In other words, when the Gemara says that according to Abaye, it's like Bishuk, and according to Rava, it's like Omer al Gabav, instead of saying that's their way of getting out of Braisa, they're trying to get out of the Braisa according to each's Shita. What I'm saying is, no, that is the linchpin of the Sugya, that's really what they're arguing about. Right? They're really arguing about the relationship between Omer al Gabav and Yotzei v'Nichnas. And this is what I was suggesting yesterday. I gave the example, although I agree that one can be mechalik, I think in either direction, between a prospective umdana like Heinen and Yichud Heinen and Biyah. What I was trying to suggest was that a way to look at Mirtas is that since you never know when the guy is going to come, so and he doesn't know when you're coming, so he has to behave at all times, that's the umdana, like when you come. So maybe the real idea is that it's Eidus. Just that the little that you see is expanded to include what you don't see. You've seen it all through what you've seen. And then you had a very good suggestion, go ahead, which is?
If you're saying it's like the Iyah, then you have to have at least some Riyah to have the Eidus.
Right.
But if you're saying it's just a Jinn and Mirtas, and it's possible to really say that as long as the guy...
Although I'm not sure whether you would say that ever on the Umdana level either, but maybe.
It's possible that right. You say that he doesn't even have to walk in at all as long as the fear was there, that it's still
right.
Good.
Let's say the guy doesn't know, in other words, whether you're going to come in or not. You could be there every minute, you could be there once, and you could, again, he thinks you're... Or maybe your track record is that you're always Yotze v'Nichnas, you come in. So he has to worry every minute that you might come in. So let's say you never came in. Would that work? So on an umdana level, I think it's an open question. You still might say, as long as you show once or twice, so that reinforces the mirtas. So just technically, I think it's an interesting question about mirtas. But let's assume for the moment that we can, overcome that technical problem, and because your track record is that you do come in, or whatever the case may be. So we might say, on an umdana level, the guy never showed up, but you still know that the guy, the other guy is, he's scared, he doesn't know whether there's some video camera watching him or not. So that could be mirtas too, right? What are they called? Baby cams now, or whatever they're called. What are they called?
Mm-hmm.
Nanny cams. Yeah, that's right. Because they don't really care about. They're just really trying to show that the nanny's no good. Okay. Anyways, So there could theoretically be mirtas without anybody being there, possibly. Again, I don't know whether technically it's so, but it might be so. But if the idea is the idea that I'm suggesting, which is that the mirtas is just a way of expanding, what you see, to include the whole time, so it has to be based on a real re'iyah. And I think with this we could suggest, if it's true, again I'm speculating, I admit, that I think with this we could possibly suggest an explanation for the shitas for the machlokas or rishonim about bedikas sakim. Okay, we began with the fact that again Bali Tosas on Gimel and Beis say that there's no bedikas sakim for kuti, There's only Bedikas Sakin for Mumar L'Teyavon, and they explain because the Bedikas Sakin is included in the Mirtas too. Right? Because the guy will check your Sakin, and you know, he will see that it's Pagum. So there's no need for Bedikas Sakin. Right. So if the actual Hashgacha is accomplished through the Mirtas, then I think that makes a lot of sense. Namely, there's no reason for Bedikas Sakin, just like Mimonoshach, you know. If you don't need to be there the whole time, then you don't need to be Bodik the Sakin either. Oh. But if we say that Rava agrees that Mirtas alone, as an Umdana alone, wouldn't be enough, at least not for Shechita. And the only reason that Mirtas really works is because Yotiv Nichnas Ke'omer Al Gabav Dami. And it really means what I'm suggesting, which is the Re'iya, the Eidecha Neman Be'isurim that you have, right, that is expanded Ke'ilu Yomid Al Gabav. That is Omid Al Gabav. Enough of what you see, you saw enough so that you've seen it all. The Umdana is just what expands, you know, the Re'iya. But then you might say, that's not going to help you for the Sakin, right? Because you may have an Umdana based on Mirtas that there could be a good Sakin because you might check it. But the fact is that that's not included in the Re'iya, and you really need the Hashgacha of Re'iya. Again, I'm speculating. I haven't seen it. Then we could explain the Shita. It's not such a small Shita. I mean, as we said before, it also appears in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah quotes it by Tzedukin and by Tusin, which they consider to be the modern equivalent of Kuti, or the not-so-modern equivalent of Kuti. And the Shach said, what's going on? It's against Tosis. So the answer is, there's a day in the Ramban, there's a Shita of the Ritva, there's a day in the Ram. I mean, the Arishon Mokhola. But what is the reason for the Machlokes? Just because we required in Mumar L'Teyavon, we should require in Kuti. I'm just saying, if you take this position that Mirtas is just an expansion of Yotze V'Nichnas to be Omid Al Gabav, then I think it makes a lot of sense. I should also note that the Rambam, by the way, that's in your day base test. Did I bring the Yoredei here? Just that Psak, the Rambam. That's base test. Second. Tzedukiyu by Tusi, Heimanim Shacha Machar Tzadik Ubaitos Mitamid Antigonos of Socho Shiatzal Tar Basra, Venima Minabitar Shabal Peh, Shkitasan Asur Elim Kain Shachatu, Vacherim Omdim Al Gabeim, Vegan Bodkulahem Asakin. That's the, I'm sorry, it's the Shulchan Aruch, not even the Ramah. Vegan Bodkulahem Asakin. So the Shach says, Vegan Bodkulahem Asakin Tzorachim Minale. Ha. The Hafilu Harajva de Machmir, Kasav din tzeduki by tusik din kuti, korim zera, king kasav the kasav Mishnah, king kasav a Rambam, kasav adim. Right? Ubekutim korim zera, kasav tosis dav gibel, v'harash, dein tzarech medika sakin. Dol damali yisrael mumar, shiodesh in yisrael sal mechala v'yare shami yivdar kasakin akrav, hilkach nizar milishkot, v'sakin pagum. Av yisrael mumar lo mirtas, Shalyiv the Kuachra, the Kishmachzik knows of Israel, Ad Kamushon. And he says, Sorachim, Shuv Matsasim Simulam, Cheshitema Gamken Alamachab Baze, Ayin Shav. Kosa Medina, Balbachuvis of Tzalel, Kosa, Ainudafka, Bismana Kodem, Shalem Kamabidos Tovos, of Bela Karoim, Shibmana Zesh, Google Mazen get to this. The Gamin Ochlem is Shkitas Israel, Shitasna Sura, even if it's Israel, Omen Al Gaba Barash, Shashachad Yapa. So basically, though, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's against the Balei Tosfos. And again, I think the most of the poskim assume, oh, maybe it's because Tzedukim and Baitusim are not the equivalent of Kuti Koda Magzera. I think that's what they assume. Some of the Achronim say, no, it's just they hold like this day on the Ran, the Ritva, and the Ramban. I think that's really what it is. I'm just adding that there might be a logical explanation why Mirtas applies to the Sakin, but it doesn't cover the Hashgacha of the Sakin. So that's not covered by the Re'iya, therefore it's not expanded from the Old Seven. If it's true, it's an important idea. We should also note that the Rambam Shita seems to be to reject the Yotze B'Nichnas in Shechita. That's also important. Again, it's a Baya against Rabbah. So we would have thought that the Rambam's Psak would reflect that Yotze B'Nichnas would be fine. Did I not bring my Rambam? Okay. If you open up the Rambam, somebody open up the Rambam. The Rambam in Macholos Asuros, this you don't have to open up, but in Macholos Asuros, Perikid Beis Halacha Yitzayin, Perikid Gimel Halacha Dalid, the Rambam paskins the Mishnayos of Yotze V'Nichnas. But in Hilchos Shechita, Perik Dalid Halacha Tezayin, right before the end of Hilchos Shechita, right before you get to the Midbar issues, practically. Anybody have that? The Dalid Tezayin open in Hilchos Shechita? Yes. Go ahead. Right. But he requires Bifanenu, which Bipashtus is Omid al Gabav, not Yotze V'Nichna. So that's just very interesting, because one would have thought that he would pass from like Rabba. So that is Shita Saramba, maybe because he felt that the issue really wasn't that, you know, that it, you know, that Abaya held that it's the equivalent of, I'm sorry, that Rava held that it's the equivalent of Yai Nesach or Stam Yenam, but more based on the Gemara on Dalet Omer Aleph, this equation between Yotze V'Nichnas and Omer Al Gabav, and maybe that the Rambam felt was very difficult to accept. If Omid al Gabav is a real Edos B'Surim, and you don't say this idea that Mirtas expands the Ri'ya, so there really is no reason to extend beyond Omid al Gabav to include Yotze V'Nichnas. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
2 days in the Rashash and the Ritva, it's going to be 2 days in the Ramban as well. So
oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he's asking why for the Bayat to be there's such a problem to accept Omid al Gabav.
Ah, okay. So that would also be 2 days then. Okay, very good. Shabbat. Yeah.
Could we possibly say when the Rambam says "V'imshachtu b'fenenu harizom teres" that also including Yotze V'Nichnas, and he's saying he's holding like we're saying that Yotze V'Nichnas is elevated to the level of Ovin El Gabav, so it's all like it's completely b'fenenu, it's all super real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I think you would have to say it to, since there is a machlokas in the Gemara, so I think you'd have to, I'm trying to explain when the Gemara explicitly says Yotze V'Nichnas is the equivalent of Omid El Gabav according to Rava, so I'm trying to explain that might be what it means. But if you're writing a Sefer Psak Halacha and people don't have the Gemara open in front of you, and you say that it has to be Lefanenu, the Pashtas here, you're not saying that. Okay, now let's move on to, that's point number one. Okay. Point number two, which is going to overlap with this somewhat, is the question of Kol Milsa de la Rami Ainish Lava Date. Okay, so we started to discuss that as well. What'll happen... Again, we know that if the guy, the Gumlo base, the Gemara says that if he says Borali Shalom Nisalafti, so we accept his statement, right? Even if we had a Chashash Shem Yisale, even according to the day in the Gemara that says that you require Mukhzakim, right? So Rechoshe Shem Nisale, if it can happen, and for that reason, you know, you require Mukzakin to begin with. However, if he's Bifaneno and he says Barili, Shalom Salafti, everybody agrees we accept that. So what about the equivalent, the other view of Ravina, which is that, right, you require Mumchin, and the problem is, you know, if he's Shalom Bifaneno and you can't establish that he's a Mumche, what would happen if he is Bifanenu, and he said, you're right, I'm not a mumcha, but lo darasti, velo shahisi, velo higramti, right, all of that. Would that work or not? So the Rajba on Gimel Amud Beis, and the Ritva on Gimel Amud Beis, and the Rajba again, More detail on Daf Tes, Amud Aleph. And the Ramban on Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. The majority of the Chachmei Sfarad zero in on this question. And they say, no, that will not work. There is some little discussion of the Heichatimtzi too. But the Rashba is Medayik in Rashi, although it's not so clear, based on Rashi and Tesam and Aleph, that Rashi disagrees. Right here on Tesam and Aleph, Rashi says, and then the next one, Veloyada, any odesh osulasos came, umachila lanu. So the Rajba is Medayik. Rajba there on Tess. Anybody have the Rajba open? The Rajba on Daf Tess Amud Aleph quotes this Rashi. Says it sounds like Rashi thinks that the problem is the guy doesn't, he's ignorant. You know, he's living in blissful ignorance. He doesn't know there's a problem, and therefore, obviously, we can't rely on him. But what if we, you know, raised his consciousness and we informed him that Drisa and Shehiya and all these things are Asurin? So now he knows. So then it wouldn't be a problem. We would believe him to say, Lo Darasti, Lo Shahisi, and so on and so forth. Anybody have the Rajwa?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Quotes both Rashi's. Yeah. That's a Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Go ahead. It's not true. And on Gimel Beis, you have on Gimel Beis in our daf where he said the same thing, where he also, there he doesn't refer to Rashi, but he also is Medayik from our Gemara. Right, and this is also the view of the Ramban on Yud Beis. Go ahead. Do you have the one in Gimel Beis? The Rajba? Yeah, go ahead.
He says, behind them in the common full tablet should it be a sweet or part about the test of alcohol.
Just that's the paint about Kol Milsa de Larami.
Right. He says,
there he also has a little bit of an added point. Go ahead. Okay. So again, this is the Rajma, the Ritva, this is the mostly all the Chachmei Sfarad take this position, and they think that Rashi and some of the Chachmei Tzarfat disagree. So we want to discuss this just for a few minutes. What's going on? What is this argument? What is this argument all about? Yeah. So I think one could have said, this is I think something that was suggested yesterday also, or Sunday also, one could have said that this has nothing to do with the principle of kol delorami adaite at all. One could have said that this is just a function of the requirement of mumchius in shechita. In other words, if I say that you know that a regular person who doesn't have halachic credentials simply cannot be a shochet. Again, is there such evidence or not? So we have the Gemara on Tesamet Aleph. Depends how it's read. Kol tabach sheni yodeh hilchos shechita osur lecho mishchitasa. The Gemara says, "Elo hinuch shechita." Then the Gemara says, "My kamashmal and kulu tininu lo tzricha sheshachat lefaneinu beis gimel pamim b'shachat shapir ma'od seimam midiidich shachat shapir haynami shachat shapir kamashmal and kivin lo gamar zimnim d'shoy v'daris v'lo yada." So the question is, what was the havamina? What was the maskana? So you could understand the Gemara in very purely practical terms. The question is whether or not there's an umdana. And he's not going to be mekalkel once you see him do it a couple of times, even if he doesn't know hilchos shechita, but mechanically he does good shechita. So the kamashmon is, no, that's not enough. Right. Or is there some notion here that might suffice mechanically, but again, if it was foolproof mechanically, so then maybe there wouldn't be any requirement of halachic knowledge and shechita as a formal requirement, because why do we really care? I mean, if imun yodav and training him mechanically in a certain way would be sufficient, so then what's the special added mamad or yichus of halachic knowledge? I mean, it's good to have the halachic knowledge, but that would be part of his credentials and his mamad, you know, as a talmid chacham, not necessarily as a shochet. So if you could train a shochet mechanically perfectly, then the halachic component, we'd say, would not be necessary practically, and it wouldn't be significant as a question of stature either. But since the mechanical training is flawed, so therefore it's not just that we won't rely on it. Maybe even if there was a strong enough umdana to rely on it, according to Dine Klale Hachra, maybe even then we wouldn't rely on it, because since there's another element here and it makes a huge difference, maybe what we're saying, at least midrabanan, is that a shochet needs to be a mumcha. Those are two ways to read the Gemara. The first way is a more obvious way. Second way, less obvious, but a possible way to read the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Then you have the Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which is why they speak about it in most of these places. On Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we're told that Amar Rav Nachman Ra echad sheshachad emra mitchilo v'atzof mutar lecho mishchitasa, top of the page at the two dots, right, like three lines down. V'imlav aso lecho mishchitasa echadam idi yada de gamir lamali ra idi yada de loy gamir. We know he's not a mumcha pshita. Ela de layada gamir lo gamir, and then it gets into the discussion of Roman Tzvi Neitz Hashchita mumchene, which is why hopefully you've all seen this Gemara. It's one of the Gemaras of Roman Tzvi Neitz Hashchita. So that's where the Ramban and Balamar and Rif have their whole discussion of Roman Tzvi Neitz Hashchita. So this line in the Gemara, that if it's not a Gamir, Idu Yada Lamali Ra, Idu Yada the Lo Gamir Pshita, what does that mean? What's the Pshita? So as we know, Rashi here says, Pshita de Ra Mutter, the Halo Shah Velo Daras, the Lo Ra Asur Shema Shah Daras. So Rashi has a very practical explanation of this particular Gemara, right? It seems, according to Rashi, for example, that there's no lichatchila problem even of an eina mumcha being shochet in the presence of a mumcha. However, who possibly disagrees? Ari? Who possibly disagrees with Rashi's reading? Seems like disagrees. Eitan? Zach? Oren? Jason? And give them a base. Right. Which tells us? Right. What does it say, Jason?
Pshita
is no good. And that, because that's what he starts with. Tema, the mashma, ha'isa kamanda liyada, and shitasa kshera. Afagavda chayim ro'no so. I mean, he starts off with the idea that the, it sounds in our Gemara as a little bit as if the non-mumcha, omen al-gabov, is not going to help him. Ukamamba pirkin, so that's the question of pshita on the side. They wrote, they put in brackets this Rashi. Pirsh Rashi in the Kamam, Pshita, right, Ra'a, Mutar, Velora, Asur, Ayin Sham, Marshal. That's what the Achronim discuss at the end of this Tosis. Is Tosis bringing a Raya that his, what he says in the beginning is wrong because he's reading it like Rashi? Right? But who said you have to read the Gemara like Rashi? If you just, all the Gemara really says is Pshita. Pshita what? That it's no good. Pshita that it's no good? Even an Omen El Gabov. Wow. Point is, how could that be? So it could still be for one of two reasons. Right? It could be because, you know, just like katan, some people say that there can be omen al gabav, but katan is no good. Right? If you say that, the Mishnah says otherwise, right? If you say the Mishnah is talking about either whether it's imun yado or mumcha, right? Or the Mishnah is talking about both. So then if you only have one, or if you have neither, that's what Tosa says in Sukkah. Right? We know that's a big machlokas Rishonim. If you have neither, then it's Asur. So we explain, right, either because of the high incidence of Kilkel, or it becomes like a Maisakov. Right? It's possible because you know, he's beyond the help of the mumchim, so there's no mumchius in this whole process. Point is, if there would be such a shita that even begad lomid al gabav it wouldn't work, that would be sensational, and that would either be based on this again high incidence and safek, or it would imply some sort of a din of a badai. So if we were to take the view that probably midrabanan, mumcha is a prerequisite for shechita. Of course, you don't have to go so far, say such a radical thing that omid al gabav is not going to work. I mean, that doesn't seem correct. You might say, as I said, well, when you have omid al gabav and one of them is a mumcha, so the mumchius is connected as mitzurav to the shechita. But at least when we're talking about beino levein atzmo, where there is no omid al gabav, right, and there's no mumchius, so then maybe there's a psul. Right? If there's even a psul by omid al gabav, then of course. But even if there's no psul by omid al gabav because of the tziruf, under the supervision of the mumcha, so it's partly he can supply that. So then, still the question could be raised about Beino Levein Atzmo. And just as we sound that there needs to be a status of Shochet, right, the Rav's idea about Nashim, we extended it to, again, the Tur's idea of Avadim, so too, this might be the idea here. In fact, that might be the Pshat. I think the Rav suggested this as well. In one of the shitas, one of the strange shitas, Avro Mitzvin Eitz Shchita Mumchenei. Okay, we're going to discuss that soon, but we know that the major debate in Avro Mitzvin Eitz Shchita Mumchenei is what? The major debate. Efshelabarer. Okay. Tzarech Lemibdike. But we also find shitos that seem to have a strange combination. The question is whether they mean it and what they mean by it. And that is, again, if you look at Romans, so Rashi here says, on Gimel Beis, that there's a din of tzarech lemibdake, right? But Tosa says, so what is that issue, whether shochtin af l'chatchila? There are some shitos, right, that ain shochtin l'chatchila, romitzu netzu shchito mumkenein, ain shochtin l'chatchila, aval im shochat, ain tzarech l'mivdike. That's strange. Because if you say that there's an, that you shouldn't be shochet l'chatchila because you don't want to rely on the robe if you don't have to, so it's better to know that the guy's a mumcha rather than relying on the robe, that makes sense. But then it would seem that you always should also be obligated when you did the bedieved and you went ahead and you relied on the robe to do a bedika after the fact. It's the same problem. In both cases, the issue is, are you relying on the rove or you're not relying on the rove? So if the issue in both cases is whether or not you can rely on the rove, you know, without any kind of backup, when the backup is accessible, then why should we say, l'chatchila, don't do it, but if you did it, ein tzarech l'mivdake. But that seems to be a major shita, right? That the Or Zarua, here, quoted in the Gaon Sashri, in the Rush, has that shita. Let's also add, just in terms of the sheet that we mentioned before, the Or Zarua has this also in the end of Siman Vav. She'ein mumchim bebodin al sasagim mikan kasav rav rabbeinu baruch rabbi yitzchak mi regensburg demi she'ein yodei hilchos shechita also lechatchila lanicha lishchot. Let's see, this is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu be'echad omid al gabo midamrinan bebodkin al sasagi velokom lechatchila nami yishchot imshochat v'ro achar mitchiloso v'atsofa shechitas ha'ksheira b'di'eved kivin shemumcha ro'a shegomar kol ha'shechita kedin. Okay. Anyways, Or Zarua pasak. This is in the beginning of Siman Vav. The dafke b'di'eved heichad shekvar nishchet asamchin in aruba. Af agav diga kaman hashochet lo boi lemivdake. Ve'afilu nignava tarnagolas shabal liad rasha. Ikedem emriu lo gomer v'shochet rakach matzah shkuta. Or ba'ashpa ein derech lahashuk shon nevelos. Samchin in aruba. Lechatchil lo shavkin le lemishkat ad badkin le kalicha dika levar lo samchin in aruba. Okay, we'll discuss the alternative, but the Or Zarua's language is strange, but the shita that he's proposing, which is also the shita of the Bala Itur, as the Toskim and Shulchan Aruch all quote it, Tur quotes it, is that l'chatchila, you shouldn't rely on the rove. But b'di'eved, if you went ahead and he already shechted, so there's no reason for the bedika. Okay, I think there's another very good explanation for it, especially in the language of the Or Zarua, where it really does sound like it's an issue of tzarech lemar. I think it has to do with Cheskas Isra, the behema. I'll get back to that when we get to Rav Mitzvah Netzer Shechita, hopefully in just a few minutes. But this middle shita, if it isn't based on tzarech lemar, so what's the problem of lechatchila tzarech libdok? What would be the point of that? So again, the Rav suggested that maybe there is this idea of mumcha in the shochet. The shochet should be a mumcha. Oh. Now, this idea, I said we're trying to show that it has echoes in a bunch of places. I think is also connected to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that Rov Mitzvah Netzer Shechita Mumchen Heim is Lav Dafka, and I'm assuming everybody saw those Rishonim already. We'll analyze them more fully soon. It's really din of kol, not rov. Okay. Now the question is, what does he mean by that? Again, Shmeres Habayis takes him to task. So if you look at the Mishmeres Habayis on Zayin Amud Aleph in the daf in these books, he says, sounds like the Ra'ah is taking the position that a non-mumcha, let's read the language, why does the Ra'ah think that it's kol? Michael? You see the Ra'ah? Ezra? Bobby? Who saw the Ra'ah?
It sounds like the Ra'ah thinks that
yeah, because he knows that he'd be possible. But the Ra'ah has a very interesting language here. Again, I'm proceeding based on the basis most people have seen the Makoro, so everybody who hasn't should really catch up. Lav dafka rova lekola mitzuyin komrinon. This is again in this Vav Amud Beis in the Dapim here. She'en lecha matzah itzah shchita li'olam ala mumcha. Afilu miyut leika. V'hai d'nakat rov ish'geres li'shon hu. V'tamad emilsa d'kolam mitzuyin itzah shchita somchin anu lomar shehin mumchin sh'davar mefursam hu b'Yisrael afilu etzalam me'aretz sh'anevela asura v'chein eber menachai asur v'ein takona b'zeh ela b'shchita hilkach ein adam Yisrael nizkak lishkot li'olam elam ken yodea hilcha shchita. Which of course, you know, once he said that, Rasba just couldn't resist. Anyways, but okay, I mean, just the zingers on these two pages are just okay. What does all this mean? So it could be that the Ra'ah meant it very innocently, and that is, everybody knows that you need to know Hilchos Shechita to be motzi b'dei nevela and eiver menachai, and for no one would be presumptuous enough to try it unless he had an expertise in Hilchos Shechita, and that's the call. Possible. Beis Halevi, actually, if you get a chance, the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis has several simanim, and Rav Mitzvah Netzel Shechita Mumkin, and he has some interesting things to say about the Ra'ah, if you get a chance. If I don't get to it today. The Rajba, the Mishmeres Habayis, understood the Ra'ah in a certain way. I don't know whether it's true or not, but he understood that the Ra'ah was saying what we're suggesting now, which is that Mumchius is a Tnai Kadum for Shechita, except that he understood it also on a Daraisa level. I'll just read you the critique. The question is, maybe it isn't fair, maybe that's not what the Ra'ah had in mind. Od shogag harav har b'bimesha amar zeh. That's the lashon of kol. Ve'ein b'kol tamo tam l'shvach. Chad edema shomer shakol yodim ein lo takana l'b'shchita haynami takana avdilei shrei shchuta l'fneim. Ve'od de'im ishum nevela ve'eber menachai k'mo shekasav v'chi ashchuta al yedei Yisrael sh'eni yodea hilchos shchita nevela hi. This is on Zion This is what the Meshmeres Habayis is imputing, I think unfairly, but I think it's still interesting. V'zu shkoga gedola shebigdolos. She'ilu ba'al yao ve'amar shalo shav ala doras v'nasa shchit al yado ava b'shanasa skein shalo v'hashkachaso o sharo acher merachok right, also merachok milo achlina minei. So the Mishmeres Habayis is reading into the Ra'ah. Again, I don't think that's what the Ra'ah really meant fully. I think yesh dvarim bego, but not exactly that far. I'll explain when we get to it. He's basically saying, oh, does the Ra'ah really think that being a mumcha is a prerequisite for being motzi midei nevela? Of course, the Ra'ah that he's bringing is midaraisa. And if Eliyahu HaNavi came and said the Shechita was good, we wouldn't eat from it. Does it really hold that way? Again, there's nothing in what the Ra'ah says that implies that so much. Now, the truth is that later on Zayin Amud Aleph in the Dape of Torah Habayis, what did I just read? That was Vav Amud Aleph. Yeah, two on the base. He discusses another issue. No, that was Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. Later on Zayin Amud Beis, he discusses another question. He says, well, what do you mean, the Ra'ah, when you say that it's kol? After all, isn't there another issue here? And that is the question of miyuta de miyuta. Gam bazeh ta harbe mikamet stade. Chada da filo hoy kedvarav shenismoch miyuta lechazaka. Ein kadela miyuta de miyuta. Again, the Ra'ah asked the question, well, sorry I'm going in a lot of order, but hopefully you've all seen it. The Ra'ah asked the question, if indeed there is a miyut, so then it should be a much bigger problem than you, Ramban and Rajba, are letting on. Right, the Ramban and Rajba say, listen, there's a chazaka, there's a miyut, so that's why you have to do Efshe Levarer. Right? So the Ra'ah says, well, if you're really right that there's a miyut and there's a chazaka, that it should be much worse than what you're saying. That shouldn't be a reason why Efshar Levar Tzarech Levarer, that should be a reason why it's Kapalgo Palga. It shouldn't work at all. That's what the Ra'ah argues. That's a very important issue. So the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis says, not at all. Just because there's a Chazaka and there's a Miut doesn't mean that it's Kapalgo Palga. Why? Because this particular miyut, and the question is, how does this fit into the Rajba? This particular miyut is a miyuta de miyuta. Chada da filo hay kedvar shenisoch miyuta. Chazaka ain kanal miyuta de miyuta. Why? The rov mitzuyin et shchita mumchen, u miyut ain mumchen. The af ma'osa miyut yesh shelo kilkalu de shchitasan. The kim chakay nimsa makalkal miyuta de miyuta. The miyuta de miyuta lachay shafin the Rav Meir. Now, for the Ra'ahs, this is not a fair question to ask against the Ra'ah, right? Especially according to the Rajba's own projection of the Ra'ah a second ago, right? What do you ask a second ago against the Ra'ah? Sounds like you think that, you know, being a mumchen, hukashchita, is a prerequisite to being motzi davar midei nevela. And how could that be? Right. Then he turns around and he says, either way, there's a miyuta de miyuta, because what about all the non-mumchim out there who just happen to be shechting properly? Now, the truth is, it isn't really a stira completely, because basically what the... I don't think it's a stira completely. I think what to defend the Rajba, I think what the Rajba is saying is, the Ra'ah's argument is, if I wasn't right about the Rov being kol, which is understood by the Rajba to mean, right, that only a mumcha can be motzi midei nevela, then you'd have a problem of chazaka plus miyut equals palgo palgo. So the Rajba is saying, why would we have that problem? It's a miyuta de miyuta because of the non-mumchim who are also shechting properly. So basically his objection is not based on what the Ra'ah says, lemaskana, it's based on the argument that brings the Ra'ah to that. So he's saying, according to you at that stage where you're not working with kol, but you're working with really Rov and Miut. So here, it's not Rov and Miut, it's Miuta de Miuta. It's still a serious problem for the Rajba internally, because Rajba himself, he has to decide you know, in his own way, are we talking about miyut amatzli or miyut sheino amatzli? Now he's telling us it's a miyut to the miyuta. So that I'll get back to. Don't worry about that for the moment. My point is that the Rajba l'shitaso in the Shmeres Habayis on Zayin Amad Aleph and on Zayin Amad Beis, in one case when he's critiquing what he thinks the Ra'ah is saying l'halacha, in the other case where he's critiquing what the Ra'ah was arguing, which brought him to his maskana, in both cases the Rajba is saying that we consider the possible shchita kshera of an eina mumcha as part of the equation. And in both cases, the Ra'ah might say, even here the Ra'ah might say, it's not a stira on the Rajba, that no, if we're talking about an Eina Mumcha, then basically, Shchitas Apsula. Or at least there's no Chashash, not even to create a Miuta the Miuta, certainly not to create a Miuta the Miuta, there's no Chashash that an Eina Mumcha is going to get it right. Now, either because he can't, because it's a legal problem, or because he just considers it to be not a latest asafek, meaning mumchius is so critical to proper shechita that, you know, even if there are some incidents here and there, and even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say, this is one of them and you can eat it, right, that's to be completely dismissed. What I'm trying to point out is that the Ra'ah and Rajba seem to have a debate, at least in 2 points, in this sugya, whether or not we give any consideration whatsoever to the coincidental kosher shechita of an Eina Mumcha. And possibly that is a umdana question, but at least the way the Rajba, in one case, is looking at it, it's more of a legal question. Now, a legal question, again, in terms of credentials that are ma'akev, or just the assumption of Nevela. Okay. So having said this, that's the Rajba, etc. So then what about that other question? So having said this, if we take this view, based on one reading of the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and in light of it, Tes Amid Aleph, and Tosis Gimel Amid Beis, if we take this whole perspective, and the projection onto the Ra'ah by the Rajba, so one could have said, at least on a Drabbana level, if not more, that Ro Mitzui Netzel Shchita Mumchen Hang is a credential that's required, that's needed. And if that's the case, so what are you going to say? Even if Milsa de la Rami Ainish, let's say there was a Date, but still, can you provide Mumchius Lamafreya? Maybe back to the Rajbas and Ramban's Ha'ara against Rashi. Can the guy now say, are you right? I didn't know anything at the time. I had no credentials. But I'm telling you now, Barili, Shalo, Shahisi, Shalo, Darasti, all those things. Can you say it or not? So one could have said, it has nothing to do with the Sugya of Milsa de Rami Alei. Just you can't be a mumcha l'mafreya, and you need to be a mumcha, at least on the Drabbanan level, to be motzi midei nevela. So I think that's one approach, if you hold all of that. The second approach is, I think, what...
In general, in terms of that machlokas, could we relate it to how we view shechita, if we view it as something that is a remnant of kachim, and then there may be...
I think, well, in the sense that, again, it goes back to, you know, our explanations of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, etc. And, I think so. I mean, I think it could be connected. I mean, the more you view this as, like, you know, a religious function, not just a, pragmatic way of, you know, providing kosher meat on your table, but this is like a Ma'aseh Shechita. It comes from the world of Kadshim. It has to be done by qualified... It's a religious function. That's how he explained even the Rav's idea about requirement of minui, which I want to take a little bit further. That's why you have to be, you know, it's a question of hara. You know, all of these issues, I think, make a lot more sense if you look at it that way. It doesn't have to be, but absolutely, that's been our approach and continues to be. The other possibility is to say, I think what Michael said yesterday, which is this one notch lower. And that is, maybe it isn't a formal requirement to be a mumcha, the way that the Rajba understood the Ra'ad and some of the other Ra'is that we just talked about. But, again, the question of, you know, Rov Ma'aseim the Kulkalim, you know, how, do we have a Safek here, or do we basically default, presume that this is Nevela? The burden of proof, the heavy, heavy burden of proof, is that it wasn't. So now we're back to the sugya of Kol Milsa de la Rami Ale Dinshi Lava Date. However, what we benefit from is, when do we apply that halacha and when don't we apply that halacha? The truth is that we know that halacha from several Gemaras. I'm going to discuss them in a couple of minutes. Is applying it automatically, in this case of Mumchius and Shchita, consistent with those Gemaras or not? So if I could prove, again, the first approach was to say it doesn't depend on that whole sugya, just ain mumcha l'mafreya, and mumcha is a requirement for whatever reason. If the issue, though, is more, it is an issue of adate or lo adate, but the question is, you know, that in itself is a kind of an umdina, and the question is whether that umdina, you know, that people do remember properly or they don't, when it's something that's lo rami aleihem, which initially they're not sensitive to, and they're not focusing on, people aren't paying attention. It's a very important issue. So the more we have a burden of proof that you know, that he did a proper shechita, the more likely we are to say, in this case, lava date. Whereas maybe in other areas of halacha, where, you know, the burden of proof is on the other person, or it's a 50-50, or at least it isn't a big wall to climb as there is in our case. So we might say differently. Now, what is the evidence of that? So that already goes to some of the evidence, the overlapping evidence that we just discussed. Instead of maybe proving the question of credentials, could be about including the Ra'ah, including the question of the Or Zaruah L'chatchila, can you be shochet lifnei gedolim ha'omdim al gabav? Instead of saying, oh, the requirement of being a mumcha is a credential, you know, it's amakev b'di'evet. What we might be saying is that requirement isn't a credential issue, it's all about this question of the likelihood of maisa being mekukalim. So, what about omid al gabav l'chatchila or not? Again, in Shulchan Aruch, this is a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeya Aleph Gimel, it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. I already quoted the Or Zaruah, who says that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. That's the issue we're discussing now, right? Ein lismo chala. Afilu amar barli sheshachati yafe. We paskin like the chachmei svaran, not like this diuk in Rashi. Umisha darkali is aleph. Between those two things. Then the Mechaber goes on and says, Mishi Yodim Shenu de Hokashkita, Yecholim Litin Odushkota Macher Omid Al Gabav, Ubvad Shiro Sobetchila Shkita Ad Sofa. Then the Ramah says, Vyesh Machmirim, according to Or Zaruah, the Osrin Litin Lodachatchila Lishvot, Macher Shenu de Hokashkita. The Hoki Nahug. Okay. So again, is that because of the credential, or is that because of the chazaka? So the this is a question that comes up also in other areas. Let's say you don't have God Lamed Al Gabav at all. Let's say you just have a gadol in a mumcha. Was being shochet. Are we machmir alav? We're not makil to trust the shchita. Certainly, shchita so is nevela misafek. Question is, what about lahachmir? Right. So this is an issue that the Taz discusses, both in Simon Chavkes and in Simon Tezayin. Question is whether we compare it to katan or not. Mishnah says on Pei Vav, as we discussed already, that not only is Shchitas Katan Nevela, but we're not Machmir for Shchitas Katan either in terms of Osav Etzbano and Kisui Adam. Now again, according to the Levush, that's because he's not a Bar Zvicha. Although you have to contend with the language of our Mishnah, Shema Yakalkalu. But if you don't hold that way, so they have to say that the Umdana of Kilkul is strong enough that even the Chumrah, we assume Kilkul, not just in the other direction. What about Gadol Eino Mumcha? Will we say the same thing or not? So that's a discussion of the Taz in those two Simanim. Simon Chav Ches is Kisui Adam, Simon Tezayin is the Simon of those who doesn't know. So that's the question. Yeah. The Rav once pointed out that maybe when it comes to Katan, we should have raised the question too. If after all, there are different types of Ketanim. There are Ketanim that L'chatchila can be shochet in the presence of a Gadol. Right? Let's say, according to those we're showing him, right? If he's over the age of Chinuch and he's, you know, Yochal Amenes Yadav and he's Odea, you know, Hilchos Shchita, right? So then it's not only Medieval, it's even L'chatchila. So will you say about that Katan? Or let me say this way. The katan of the Orzarua, or the katan of the Ra'ah. Right. So will you say, meaning, the katan who, you know, if not for the Nemanus problem, would be kasher l'shchita. So we also say that he doesn't have a suffik osav yesbino, and that's why you apply the Mishnah on Pei Vav and Aleph to him as well. Rav has pointed out that this is a discussion of the Taz, but we don't find a parallel discussion in regard to Katan, and one might have thought that one would have. Again, maybe it's only the Katan of our Mishnah who has excluded Lekula and Lechumra. Now again, according to the according to the Levush, these questions don't really come up. Right? Because the only reason that Omid Al-Gabav works for a Katan is because of the Omdim Al-Gabav. Otherwise, he's not a Bar Zvicha, and he's like an Akum with regard to all these things, so it doesn't make a difference. Or, if you explain that according to the Ra'ah and the Or Zeruah, that the lack of Nemanus is a disqualification, again, that makes, Gavra She'enu Roi L'Nemanus is a Gavra whose Shchita is Psula, probably Drabanan, but if you take that view, so then that's going to work for Osos V'Espino and Kisui Adam too, assuming that the Din Drabanan can work there. But if it's really a question of Safek itself, straight question of Safek, so then whether we're going to allow L'chatchila B'gadol Omid Al-Gabav might really be relevant. But this also raises the question whether or not the Machlokas Rishonim, meaning the Or Zeruah against other Rishonim, or the Mechaber against or the Ramah against the Mechaber, is that going to be Koveya for this question or not? Is there a difference between Gadol Omid the L'chatchila question of Gadol Omid Al-Gabav and the B'dieved question of Gadol B'neu Levein Atzmo without Mumchius. Again, according to what we said before, which is that Mumchius, the first approach, might be a credential and a requirement, just that Omid Al-Gabav, you know, that gets supplied by the supervisors. Again, you would still say that in Osav Esbeno and Kisui Adam that it wouldn't work. Okay. In any case, this is an approach basically to suggest that separate from the credential question, this is really a question of lava date. But here, the burden of proof is that if really we believe that, you know, non-mumchim are just, you know, always creating the velos, except in the coincidental cases where they don't. Again, it's not even a miyuta de miyuta, the Ra'ah against the Rajma and Mishmeres Abayis. Again, if you take the credentials out of it, just in terms of the Rov part of it now, so then we can understand very well that, you know, if the question of Adate or Lava Date is not an absolute yes or no, but in itself is more of a safek, then certainly it could be mechalek between this case and other cases. I think there's a third reason to be mechalek as well. And that is, again, what I mentioned very briefly on Sunday. And that is the question of milsa de l'arami inshi, in general, how do we understand that idea? It could be that there's a difference between physical and purely halachic and formal knowledge. In other words, sometimes physical knowledge is only relevant, you know, as far as certain contexts are concerned, but they're still basically physical. It's physical information, right? And therefore, you know, we might say adate, even if it's lo rami ainchi, it's still going to be adate. People have an eye for that kind of thing. But if, again, I haven't seen this, I'm suggesting it. If there's something that is significant only because of its legal formal status, maybe we never say that it's adate. It's always la adate. Now, when it comes to the psulei shchita, again, obviously there are physical aspects to it, but, I mean, there's a way to do drisa and a way to do shihiya and hagrama and ikur. I mean, they are all physical things that you do. But what my point is that the differentiation between doing it properly and doing it improperly is purely halachic. It has no significance whatsoever, no analog whatsoever outside of that. As opposed to some of the more physical manifestations. For example, I mean, questions that people are bothered by, some of the Gemaras, which basically people weren't paying attention for any particular reason at the time, but we do trust them to recollect details, even small details, even nuanced details later on. For example, the Gemara we mentioned yesterday, some of the Hazama cases, the Gemara Makos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. I see these two people. There's no reason that I should be caring legally or particularly focusing and concentrating on where they're standing at this point in time. But in some of the cases, like the Gemara's in Makos Daf Hei, you know, if they're standing, you know, over here, or they're standing, you know, a foot, you know, around the corner, something which, when I look at them, I don't care about particularly at that time. But I'm neman, the Edom are neman, to recollect exactly where the guy was standing, even though it was irrelevant to them, immaterial to them at the time. Right? But that's still physical information, which in theory could be important to someone for some other reason, other than halachic. Either way, it's a question of location, distance, etc. It's a broader category. Or, for example, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about, Achronim asks this question too, why the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if you base it on, if it talks about, you know, Kitcha B'tamra, Filu Shmuel's Halacha, Kitcha B'tamra, Filu Amad Kur, Tamar B'dinar, Hashin Sham Shavar Pruta B'pad. Now you have a Kiddushin with a object, and you don't know whether that object was Shavar Pruta at the time or not. Right. So do we believe people to later on supply? Yeah. I remember that day the Tamra market was, you know, was up. It was a Shavar Pruta. That way the Tamra market was down. It wasn't a Shavar Pruta. I mean, why should he really care? He didn't know that he was going to be called on then, right, to give edus on this matter. Do we count on his recollection when prospectively, right, he had no reason to be focusing on that? But again, we're talking about something. If he's a Tamra trader, you know, it would matter to him. It is a physical, it is a question of price. It's if he knows, if he remembers it, he remembers it. What I'm suggesting is it's not just a legal, formal, halachic issue. There's a legal, formal, halachic consequence here. And the Kiddushin B'Shavar Pruta. But basically, the category of something's price, just as the place of something's location is a mili d'alma. It's not a mili d'halacha. Or, for example, the Gemara in Gittin, another issue that Achronim talk about. The Gemara in Gittin talks about karav lo. The guy throws a get to the isha, and the question is whether it's karav lo or karav la. Right? Do you believe the Edim to say, again, they just see this thing flying through the air, you know, hurtling through the air. They don't even know it's a get. Or they may not know the halacha of karav lo, karav la. They may not know any of that till later on. But when you ask them to reconstruct, what do they see? We rely on them. So again, it is a halachic, purely halachic application. But the idea of karav lo, is a mila d'alma category. And as such, we don't apply the principle of lo rami alei la vadate. Now, it could be, in light of that perhaps, one could also explain a question that the Achronim ask as well. I'll quote this Nota B'Yehuda. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in Siman Tzadi Dalid. I notice that some of the Rishonim here in the footnotes in the bottom they bring up. I think in the context of the Rajma they bring it up as well. The Pesachei Tshuva in the beginning of Siman Tzadi Dalid quotes it. There's a debate between the Marshal and the Shach in Siman Tzadi Dalid. Basa B'chalav, what will happen in the following case? A guy, you know, has food in a spoon, and he pokes the spoon into, you know, the pot, I guess, or whatever it is, and only later on does he realize that what was on the spoon was basar going into chalav, chalav going into basar, etc. So now the question is to figure out. He has to remember, you know, how far he pushed it in, the degree of the tchiva, of the penetration. Okay. So is that kol milsa de l'rami alei de inish lava date or not? So that's a debate between the Marshal and the Shach. Marshal says, we don't believe the guy, and you have to be machmir, because since he didn't know at the time that it was basar and t'chalav, just thought he was sticking, you know, one food item into another, and it didn't make a difference, so he didn't focus on it. He may think that he remembers now, but we don't trust his judgment. And the Shach disagrees. Shach in Sif Katan Chaf Ches disagrees. Disagrees with the Marshal and says, we do trust him, we believe him. So the Nota B'Yehuda in Simen Tezayin, Madura Tinyana, asks this question. He says, but doesn't everybody paskin like the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that when it comes to Shechita, if the guy says, Barli, Shalo, Shahisi, Shalo, Lidrasti, all of those things, we apply the principle Lo Rami Aledin Shalava Date. So what's the difference between that and Tchibas Kaf Shel Basar B'Chalav or Chalav B'Basar? That's the Nota B'Yehuda's question. So the Nota B'Yehuda's question itself, that's Nota B'Yehuda's question. I think his answer is that I think he himself says that the difference is that one is like Keheref Ayin, again, it's like, you know, like that, and it's very hard to remember exactly how you did it if you didn't have the information, you know, in advance. So it's reconstructing is not reliable. Whereas, you know, Tchivas Kav is like a regular talich, a regular process. And you know, it can be deliberate and so on, and we trust the guy's memory. But I thought that maybe you could give several other answers to this question. One of which is what we've been saying, or I've been suggesting, which is that again, in both cases you're talking about Isurim, clearly, but in one case you're talking about, you know, doing a very physical action. It's just a question of, you know, you took Isur, or you created Isur, and the question is how far did you push it? But it's a mili d'alma, the tchivas kaf is a mili d'alma. Let's say it's not particularly, it doesn't have to be a halachic issue. Okay, let's say you let's say it was something you were allergic to, or just basically it's a question of physical distance and how far you're pushing the spoon into the rest of the food. Again, we don't care about it other than the fact that it's basa b'chala, but the point is it's a routine kind of action which is reconstructable. Masha'en kein, the particulars of dinei shechita, we're talking about how to define the halachic act of shechita, betchila, v'ad sof. And again, even though there are physical characteristics to that, but it's not a physical act with halachic consequences. It's a halachic act, mitchila v'ad sof. Yeah.
Rebbe's definition of Yina Dalma seems to be very expansive, that, you know, it seems to be that even hypothetically if someone somewhere would have find some sort of meaning or relevance to this act, why isn't it possible then Shkita that somebody...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in all the cases that I think... We're talking about location. We're talking about where somebody's standing. We're talking about, you know, distance. We're talking about, you know, how far you pushed X into Y. I'm saying those are... The applications may be only relevant to us for halakhic reasons. But I'm saying that the processes in all these cases are... I don't think I'm pushing it. I think that they are all mili d'alma situations. Whereas the difference between, shechting quickly and more slowly or cutting the siman in this way or that way, those are halachically, you know, muvhak issues, mitchila v'yatsav. That's really the suggestion that I'm going to make. I think there are other differences in these cases too, which may be relevant. Number one, there might be a difference between creating an isur and being mafkia misura. That's already similar to our second approach. Not in terms of the incidence of rov and miut and what you need to overcome, but just in terms of, to create isur, l'chumra, or to be mekel, to be matir. That also may be a difference. Right. It also could be that, again, the case of tchiva is a quantitative question. You know, how far did you push something? The question of, this maybe go back to our basic point, the question of, you know, how you did the shechita isn't, a little more, a little less. It's how you define something in particular. Let me go back and just make a couple of other... Quick, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but can you say the same thing about getting Kiddushin, that this woman, with the question...
Right, I'm saying Karav La as a category is a Mila d'Alma category.
No, but not this is the more recent suggestion that you just made, that maybe it's the difference between Chaskas Isser versus not. Right, so getting Kiddushin is the same problem.
Right.
I
guess it would only be if we were talking, unless we wanted to make one with inside the other. In other words, if you want to say that in halachic issues, it's always you always require the information mikan l'haba not l'mafreya, right? And then within that, you want to make a distinction between, you know, lafkua isura and l'kvoa isura. So then you you would, but I'm saying that's only within halachic action. If you assume this was a halachic action to begin with, right? But I agree with you. If you're just applying the principle of kviyas isur and hafkas isur, then you might make a distinction between Gittin and Kiddush. That's true. Okay. The question is, what about two other cases? If you look at the classical case of Kol Milsa de La Rami Alei de Inshe Lava Date, well, what is the classical case? Anybody know? Where the Gemara quotes it? Nobody knows? Nobody looked it up? I mean, I'm quoting this, this phrase, right? It comes from somewhere. So, actually, it's very interesting when you look it up. I mean, again, forgetting for a moment how others interpreted it, but where does it originally appear? Anybody know? Bavasra and Shavuos, right? Mostly in Dinei Mamonos cases. Okay. So just let me look at it just for a second. The cases I mentioned before are cases where people are bothered why we don't apply it. Where do we actually apply it? I don't have the Bava Basra, but I'll just take the Shavuos. But a few places in Shavuos, three places at least, and I think one in Bava Basra. So, number one, you have the Sugi here in the Amidalad on the base in Shavuos. The Gemara says, Gemara talks about hooks of kafra. The Gemara says, "Money menisila loch betzad amudze." I lent you money, and we were both standing here. People are. They start giving details, to prove that they're telling the truth or to maybe to jog people's memory will be malam etzchus. You know, $500. And we were standing right here, and the bird was chirping, and so on. So, you know, once you start adding miscellaneous information, you know, you can potentially backfire on you. So the guy says, "Manu menisu l'cha b'tzad amud zeh," and the other guy says, "Amalei lo avarti b'tzad amud zeh. I have never been that place." So also trei sadi asidu bei behishtin mayim b'tzad amud zeh. So the Gemara says, "Amrei shlokish huchsa kafra." So then the Gemara says, "Maskeflar of Nachman haydina parsahu mi kamer me'olam." Basic zeh kamalei. I never. He meant him in this context. Ikadamri, ha'u damalei lechavri, mani manisa b'tzad amud zeh, amalei lavarti b'tzad amud zeh me'olam. Nafku bei sahadi dehishti mayim b'tzad amud zeh. Amar Rav Nachman, huchsa kafir. Amalei rabbele Rav Nachman, kol milsa de l'ramelei de'inish, avidlei, v'lava date. This is where you have. That's one. Then you have again later on in Memala from a Beis, where the guy says, "Haud amalei lechavrei havli me'azuzi demasikne bach amalei lo praiti b'fnei lo praticha b'fnei ploni uploni." Don't you remember I paid you back in the presence of of Reuben and Shimon? So also ploni uploni amru lahadam. They got tracked them down, disposed them, right? And they said, "We don't even know who you are. We never met you." So several of sheishes. Remember, hooks a kafran. Amalei Rava, kol milsa de l'ramelei de'inish, lava date. Then you have Ahud Amalei lechavrei havli shis mea zuzei masiknebach, Amalei velo patich mea kabi afzi de kaima b'shisa shisa. Didn't I give you 100 of these things which are go for 6, meaning I paid you the whole amount? Amalei lav ba'arba arba avakaimi asa treisa de amru in ba'arba arba avakaimi. Amar Rava huksa kafran, Amar Bar Chama, Amar Kamus l'Amrei the Inish, lava date. Amar Rava ketsusa the Tara midkarid kiri inchi. This is fascinating. The three cases here are all cases of huksa kafran. The Gemara says in all three cases that there's no huksa kafran because milsa de rami leinish lava date. So I think one could say, again, I don't think a lot of Achronim understand it this way, but let's check out a few other cases. The last case also, I think, is that case. One could have said at least that Huxa Kafran shiny. Meaning there, the issue is not whether or not we believe the guy, but whether we give him the benefit of the doubt. Right, that maybe he's not a liar. Right. So I don't have to necessarily rely on somebody if it's lava date. But will I assume that he's a liar if it's lava date? So in all these cases, the Gemara wanted to say, "Oh, we caught him in a lie, hooks a kafir." The Gemara says, "Yeah, come on. It's not something that he was focusing on." So you say, "Made a mistake." So not to call somebody a kafran, we apply this principle. But would we apply the principle when somebody's providing, information after the fact that is going to help us? That's number one. Question number two, do we ever apply this rule? This is a very, very important issue. This Achronim talk about a lot. Do we apply this rule to Edim? So, again, the classic cases are all Baldavar. They're actually, again, the Shavuot's cases are all Baldavar Huksa Kafra, as I just explained. What about Edim? Let's say Edim give testimony about something. The examples that we were talking about before, which were not cases of Lava Date, but we try to explain maybe why. Right, the Mako stuff, hey, and Kiddushin daf yin beis, and Gittin daf ayin ches. Those are all cases of Edim. We don't say those cases lava date. Right? Would we say it ever? That's an interesting question. I think I have two issues, really. Or three issues, maybe. Number one, when you multiply the people, so, you know, are you still as concerned, you know, that their memories are faulty? That's a practical question, obviously. That's one issue. Second issue is, maybe the problem of lava date is a legal issue, like we said before, meaning it creates a kind of a reisa. The guy's saying what he's saying, but it's lava date, it's a reisa. Right, before I was saying that in the Huxa Kafrin cases, it's, the whole issue anyways is the opposite. We want to create you're not going to create a Huxa Kafrin out of a lava date. Doesn't mean there's no safek, it just means there's no Huxa Kafrin. But what I'm saying now is, maybe the point is that whenever you have milsa de l'arami alei d'inshi, so there's a kind of a reisa, so there's a bit of a safek, or it could be a miut, it could be a rov, it could be a safek ashako, there's a problem, there's an issue. So if we're talking about a level of nemanus that itself is problematic, or more limited, right? It might affect it. But if we're talking about Eidos, right? Eidos is king. Eidos always wins. You never challenge Eidos. So from that point of view, Eidos never apply the din of Milsa de lo Rami Alei de Inish Lava Date in Eidos. Actually, it's very interesting. In the Gemara itself, in Shavuos here, in the case of the guy said, I gave six for a dollar. And then the Eidu come and they said four for a dollar. Right. That very Gemara, it seems like we believe the Eidim, we don't say about them it's lava date. We don't believe the Baldavar, right? Because he's been mukash alidei shnei Eidim, but we don't say it's huksa kafrin because we say lo rami ale. So again, the distinction could be one of a few things. A, with him it's a huksa kafrin issue, with them it's a question of believing them. What I said before, that's one distinction. Or you just never say Huxa Kafrin by Shnei Eidim, either for the practical reason or because it's Eidos, so whatever Reisa there seems to be, forget about it. Right. Or maybe they really aren't just remembering, maybe they really have evidence that it was four and it was six, and it's just not a fair comparison between the two. I'm not sure about. On the other hand, the Rambam, in that case, in the one we said about Paraiti Bifnei Shnai Meidim, etc., so Rashi says that Pshat Nakamara is that, well, the guy obviously doesn't remember, so he's not a Huxa Kafra. Right? It's La Rami Alei, and therefore it's Lava Date. However, the Rambam in Huxa Toin, Paragvav Halacha Lamed Dalid, actually says in that case that it's the Eidim who maybe don't remember. He says, I paid you in front of these two Eidim. Right? But not that I made them Eidim or we made them Eidim. But you know, they happened to be there when this took place. So the Rambam says the Pshat in that Gemara is not that he made a mistake, but he's not a liar. They made a mistake, and therefore he's not a liar. That's a huge kiddush of the Rambam. Other Rishonim there say that can't be, since when do we ever say that Adam made a mistake? So that is, seems to be this issue. Meaning, if lava date is more objective, it's not just like it's a reis, but it's more that this. It's true that Adam are king. Adam always win. But Adam are king when their content is reasonable. Right? But if the content that they're what they're being made is flawed, we can believe them what they're saying, but what they're saying is no chetza shaledus, it's lava date. If we really hold that lava date means that, then the edus isn't going to help. Okay, so basically these are some of the other distinctions that one could make, which would help us, I think, with this problem. What is the scope of that din generally? Is that what's going on here? Is the chiluk for example, just in our case, let's say the roim osam were not mumchen, but there were two of them, right? And then later on, you gave them lessons, and you told them about drisa and shehiya and ikur and hagrama, right? So they said, yeah, what we saw was not a drisa. We didn't see a hagrama. We didn't see an ikur, right? Would that help, according to the Chachmei Svarad? It's not so clear. We're always assuming that the Godol Omeid Algabav or the Acher Romosam are in a position to make the judgment. But if they're not mumchim, and they only get the information reconstructed, so do we still say V'lava Date? Or we won't say that by Eidos, we'll only say it by an individual, only say it by Nechad Nam and Bisurin, or only say it by Umdina. That's one issue. The second issue is, what about the guy himself? Right? Let's say I shecht, and I want to eat my shechita because I know, once I learned hilchos shechita after the fact, that lo nidrasti and lo shahisi. What'll happen then? So again, if this is more of a question of, like, we net just, it's not a question of believing the person, the level of his nemanus, it's not even a practical question. You know, I know I didn't do anything wrong. You can't know, because we really believe lava date. We really believe that people cannot be mindful of details whose significance they don't comprehend b'shas maisa. This is always a flawed tochen. That even bein chala bein atzmacha, when you're sure, it can't help you. It's not just that we don't rely on it; it's not reliable, right? As a cheftza of raya, it's lacking. So this maybe we can find in the Rambam. You have the Rambam, and who has the Rambam in the Shechita? Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Who has the Rambam? Everybody should have Rambams. I should have one too. Okay. Now, one second. So he's not a mumcha. That's what we're talking about, right? And what happened? He's shachat beino levein atzmo. Go ahead. So you're not allowed to eat from the shechita, right? Back up just one more second. Beino levein atzmo. Also lachom shchitasa. Now go slowly. Lohu v'lo acherim. What's the lohu?
Sounds like
even. Lohu v'lo acherim. Well, why? What's the chiddush of lohu v'lo acherim? So if you look at the Kesa Mishnah says, you have a Kesa Mishnah there? Ah, you need a later version. Seems they now have Kesa Mishnah in the.
Control for the Nemanus issue?
What?
Does it control for the Nemanus issue?
Do you have the Kesa Mishnah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
From the beginning?
No, just the. What is Medayik? He's Medayik that this Rambam is linked to our question. Called Milsa. Meaning, if the guy's not a Mumchen Hilchos Shechita and he never found out, then of course he can't eat it. There's no chiddush in that. That he can't eat it l'atzmo, and not only l'acherim is a davar pashut. So the Kesa Mishnah says it must be that the Rambam holds like the Chachmei Svarad, namely that kol milsa de lo rami alei de inish v'lava date, right? And we're talking about a case where now he gets the information, and the chiddush is not only does it not help him as far as other people are concerned, it doesn't help him as far as he himself is concerned. I think that's what he says. Do you have it there, Michael?
I have the Kesef Mishnah. I just, where should I read from?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, so the relevant part. Yeah, paper's always better. See, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the problem. Okay, so basically, what is he saying? That this halacha of kol, again, it's the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, I mean, this whole group of Rishonim, the whole discussion with the Diuk of Rashi, that's about a very specific case. Namely, the Shochet himself is clued in, and then he says, Bari Li. Right? But it's not so clear what'll happen if the two Roim Oso are not Mumchin, but they, when they find out, say, Bari Lanu Shekach Reinu, that's not clear. And it's also not clear what will happen, Beino Levein Atzmo, but I know, you may not want to rely on my recollection. Okay, but I know what I saw. Right? So can't I, Beini Levein Atzmi? The Rambam seems, that's what the Kesem Mishnah Zohar is important. That's what the Rambam is trying to say. Even though right now you're saying, Barali, we don't believe you as far as yourself is concerned either. And not, presumably, not just because we, Bezdin, want to protect you from yourself. What we're saying is, even if Bezdin wasn't involved here, even if it was just you looking in the mirror, and now you took out your, you know, picture book and showed you all, you know, or your video of Shechita, whatever it is, and now you know perfectly what it is. So you say, oh yeah, I did a great job. Unknowingly, I'll never do that again. But, you know, I can eat this chicken. Or even more so, this meat. Right? So, can you do that? The answer is, Rambam saying no. That's a big chiddush. Okay. Let me start with the Roman Tzuyat Shechita Mumchen more technically. Again, we've overlapped it in a bunch of issues already, but let's start with that. Okay. So we have this machlokes, whether Roman Tzuyat Shechita Mumchen or not. 2 days in the Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis. And it comes up again on Tes Amud Aleph. Right? Comes up again on Tes Amud Aleph. And on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. As we've already noted, right, in Tes Amud Aleph it comes up actually. Kol Tabach Shein Yodei Hilchos Shechita Asur Lechol Meshechita. So, and then Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel HaTabach Tzor Sheyivdok B'Simanim La'achar Shechita. You have to check the Simanim to see that they were cut after the Shechita. That's a requirement that's quoted here on Tesam Aleph. This is a very important issue. And Amar Rav Yosef Hananan Tanina Rav Shimon Amar Imsho Kedei Bikur Melav Kedei Bikur Simanim, so on. And the Gemara says Mai Machlokas, whether or not, if you don't check the simanim, it's a trefa, basura bachila, or it's a nevela, metama b'masa. Here's where the Gemara quotes the halacha, of behema b'chayaha, is asura, ad shivada lecha, bameh nishchata. Okay, so two things. Number one, the Gemara that says you need a tabach, she'eni yodei hilchos shechita, you should also lecha b'shechita. So we just discussed the scope of that. Right? Is it impossible that it would be misrami? Or you can never assume it even as a, it may be yes, if Elio says, even if Elio says no, one issue. Even if Elio says yes, if Elio says yes, then it's fine, but you can't even consider it a miyuta the miyuta, right? What about Omid al-Gabav, at least l'chatchila, what about? That's the first issue. The second issue is very fascinating, badak, lo badak b'simanim. So basically, lo badak b'simanim, is that rov b'tzuyin etzah shkita m'mchenein? Eli? Lo badak b'simanim. So the Gemara says, either it's a trefa or it's a nevela. It's connected to the issue of the chazaka. What about rov b'tzuyin etzah shkita m'mchenein? What? The Gemara says, if you don't do b'dikas ha'simanim, like this is one of the main Gemaras that they quote for rov b'tzuyin. Is it rov? So Tosas here says, the whole thing is only a din d'rabbanan. Right? Also b'achila, mishum d'rov pamim. Shochet Shapir v'shoy midaraisa lo chmiru la sosa nevela. Tosfos wants to explain the, you know, that it's not, it's a trefa, but it's not, I mean, it should be a nevela, right? Tosfos says, yeah, because midaraisa, it's okay because Rov Mitzvah it's a Shchita Mumkin. What about the other Rishonim? Ali? You see? Rishonim and Ardaf. The Ramban, the Ran, the Ari? David? Right. Does Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumkinheim include B'dikas HaSimonim or not? B'diavet. Right? That's the Ramban here. Ramban says, it's a debate between the Ramban and the Bahag. Right? It's quoted in our local Ramban, on the spot here, Gimel and Beis. Ran quotes it here. The Taurus Abayas quotes it. What's the issue? Ariel?
The Ran quotes it in the Bahag. We said that in the most in the other.
That's according to Ramban. The Ramban says, "Chaver chazaka chaver eino motzi miyado davar sheino metukan." That's the language of the Ramban, which the Ramban is quoting. You're 100% right. So that means that not only does he do a good job on the shechita, but he'll be bodek the simanim too, because that's part of it. What's being a good shochet if you're not going to be bodek the simanim? Or even if he's not bodek the simanim, some say, but you know, that's included in the rov. Or no, what's the other side? Rov mitzvin etz shchita mumchin heim if it's shchuta lefaneinu, and we know that there was bedikas asimanim, but not otherwise.
Right.
So that's
a. Then you need to be bodek.
Yeah, and if you're not bodek, then this gemara would be daraisa. This gemara about treifa. Not like Tosis says the achila part is only drabanan, and therefore maybe that's why we're only treating it as treifa too. Okay. So there's a major machlokas on Rishonim about the scope of Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumkinheim. Again, the first part of the Gemara, Kol Tavu Sheni Yodeh Shehilchos Shchita Asur Lachom Shchita, that's one major machlokas. Namely, if he's not a mumcha, what happens there? Okay. The second issue is, even if he is a mumcha, without Bedikas Simanim, does the real principle of Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumkinheim extend? Yes or no? That's a machlokas. Harishonim, again, Ramban against the Bahag. Tosis is like the Ramban here, 2 days in the Ran, etc. Then you have the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph as well. I'm going to stop in just one more minute, but we'll continue with this on Monday. What's the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Yoshua? Well, these are the Gemaras that you begin. You can't read the Balamor and Ramban if you didn't read the Gemara. Right? Ari Saad? Where does the Gemara say in Yud Beis? I mean, we've seen it anyway before, but. Ra echad sheshachat, imro mitchil vad sof mutar lachom mishchitasa, imlav asa lachom mishchitasa. Echadam, idi yada de gamir, lamali ra. Right? Idi yada de lo gamir pshita. El de lo yada, y gamir lo gamir. Lema, ro mitzun yitzu shchita mumchen hein. Milo tanya, ari matza tarnagol ishchuta b'shuk. Here's the Gemara about what happens. Then the Gemara has a whole Shaka Vitaria, a whole Amud. Matzah Ba'ashpa, Matzah Ba'ayis, Matzah Ba'ashpa Shebe'ayis. We say Rov Mitzvah Neitzel. What are the conditions in which we say Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumkinheim or not? And here's where the Rif says, what happens if the guy. Is if he traveled the way the Rif formulates it, we paskin Rov Mitzvah. Number one, the Rif says, "Does Yesh Mefarshim who paskin Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Lav Mumkinheim?" Right, but we're not choshesh for that shita, says the Rif. Almost all the Rishonim follow him, so we paskin Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumkinheim. And therefore, the Rif says, since that's true, if a guy shechts and then off he goes into the the wild blue yonder, and we never see him again, you can rely on his shchita. And that's what the Mefarshim say. Oh, how come the Rif said that? What do you need to say? And therefore, if you find if there's a shechita that takes place, you can eat it. Right. So what are they bedayik for the Rif?
If he's
present, then by limiv dekei. Okay. So that is, but not everybody agrees. Who disagrees? Balamor disagrees. The Ra'ah disagrees. The Gaonim say this, and the Bahag holds it as well. And then, as we already saw. The Or Zeruah seems to have some sort of a middle shita. The Or Zeruah says, L'chatchila, you should be bodek before... And the truth is... Okay. The Or Zeruah says, L'chatchila, you should be bodek the person to see that he's a mumcha before he does the shechita. B'di'eved, you don't even need bedika. But why should you do the bedika in advance? So again, we explained before, maybe it's a credential thing, right? Or one could say several things. It's a credential thing. Or maybe it's a baltashkes issue. Right. Maybe if the guy's not going to be a mumcha, it's going to be an avela. Right. But that doesn't mean not going to rely on the rov. The language of the Orzarua is more challenging for us. Because the Orzarua seems to say that l'chatchil, you don't give it to him because efshar levarer, and we should require that. But if that's the case, then why wouldn't you be bodek him l'achar zman? Okay, that we're not sure about. On the other hand, there are many Rishonim who take the opinion that there's no l'chatchila to be bodek in advance, but it would be perfectly fine to be bodek after the fact. That's the opposite of the Orzarua Balaitur Shita. But that Shita is not difficult at all. All they're probably saying is, you know, Efshel Varer, doesn't matter whether it's before or after, as long as you do some sort of Birur. Okay, so this is a major debate. Now, that's a debate that we have to zero in on, of course. And then there's another debate in addition to that, another two issues, which I want to raise, and then we'll analyze all of this on Monday. Another two points of contention. One which you already saw earlier in the year. How do you rely on anybody's shechita? Right? After all, Gemara says on Daf Tes that there's a cheskas iser. And in Echad Nevim Bisurim, even if that would be the basis, by Echad Nevim Bisurim doesn't work against cheskas iser. So we know that there are various answers to that question. Right? Rashi tells in Gittin. And the Yireim quoted in the Mordechai, the Orzarua basically doesn't have an answer. The Orzarua, and then the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, who has a controversial answer, namely Simcha. That's what we've seen already earlier in the year. What's Rabbeinu Baruch's answer? How can you rely on a shechita? Echanem doesn't work connected as Chazak Yisura. He doesn't like Rashi and Gittin, he doesn't like Tosin Gittin, he doesn't like the Urayim. He doesn't like any of those answers. He doesn't like the idea that you always need two witnesses for every Shechita. That seems unacceptable. Oren?
He says because of
Romatzuneta Shechita Mumchene. But the Orzarua didn't like it. Why? Orzarua also considered that possibility. Tosin and Gittin also considered that possibility and they rejected it. Why? Why? It would solve all the problems. Because it doesn't solve all the problems. What if you have a piece of meat, you know where it came from, you know who the shochet was, right? It's on your table, but you don't see that it's shchuta lefanel, you don't see that it's shachot, you don't see the simanim. For all you know, he took an axe and he chopped off its head. Right? So they say, rov matzun ez shchita mumchenim doesn't help you for that. It only helps you for a shechita, but how do you know there was a shechita? But Rabbeinu Baruch and the Mordechai thinks it does help. So what do we think about that? This is a giant step from what we just discussed, namely, Arya, from the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban said that when there's a shechita, you know, you can assume that he cut all the simanim, even without the bedika. Right. There, at least we know that there was some sort of a shochet. Can you say that the chazaka of Rabbi Tzidei Shchita Mumkenheim will apply even when there's no shochet, there's just basar? And that's a huge extension, but should be put in context of the Ramban of the Baha'i. Yeah.
Could Rov Mitzuyim get rid of the Chazaka and then Erech HaNevim Bisurim can work by itself?
Well, it's only going to get rid of the Chazaka, again, if it's relevant. So either way, you're going to have the problem. In other words, you still have to say that Rov Mitzuyim Netzor Shechita Mumkenhein applies to, you know, the meat that's on your plate, which, for all we know, was never Shachot. So it's still going to be the same problem.
Ramban himself brings this Chazak point as a raya to how you know it only works for this.
Okay, we'll get back to that. Right. I mean, the cheskasis.
Yeah.
So then there's one other thing just to put on the table in terms of the scope of this, and that is, and do you, well, an issue that we already mentioned, do you say Rov Nisuzet Shkitu Mumchen Hein for a Mumra L'Teyavon? Okay? That's the, again, the Ramban, Rajba, Ran, all say L'maskana, yes, we do apply it, and the, possibly the Rambam, certainly the Ra'ah, disagree. No, you don't say Rov Nisuzet Shkitu Mumchen Hein. Why? Because it's a chashud, or just because it's not part of the chazaka? Okay, we're going to stop here. But basically, the point is as follows. We have several issues, four or five machloksim, in other words, on the scope of this din. What is the pattern? Is the Rov Nisuzet Shkita Mumchen Hein, is it about the shochet, the maisa shkita, or the kashrus ha-behema? Or even basar? What kind of robe is it? And does that affect what Akiva just alluded to, for example, its interaction with, what about, how does robe Mitzvah Shchita Mumchen work anyway, considering the Chazaka, which is also the Ramban's Ha'ara, but the Ra'ah's stronger question, there's always, it's always connected to Chazaka. And if there's a Miut, so it's Miut the Chazaka, connected robe. Okay, so just make sure you've seen well Balamor, the Ramban, and the Torah Sabayis material, at least. For Monday, we're going to try to finish this Monday. And then I hope on Tuesday already we can start with the Mumar issues. Okay, somebody should dive right away because we're yeah, no,